The next time you buy Parmesan cheese, watch out for the microchip. That's right, a microchip. Food producers around the world, such as Parmigiano, are going to even greater lengths to protect their billion-dollar markets against knockoffs. Welcome to That's Life, I swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world. Conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. Here's the rest of the story. Parmigiano, often referred to as the king of cheeses, is a well-known Italian cheese loved for its exceptional taste and quality. However, its fame has made it a prime target for counterfeiters looking to exploit its premium status. This cheese is a hard, granular cheese produced in the Italian regions of Emilia-Romagna and is one of the most popular cheeses in the world, and is often used as a grated topping for pasta dishes. In recent years, there has been a growing problem of counterfeit cheese products. The cheese is often made with lower quality ingredients, and it's not aged for the required minimum of 12 months that Parmigiano does. Counterfeit foods can be difficult to distinguish from the real thing, and this has caused significant losses for many companies other than the cheese industry. Italian producers of Parmesan cheese have been fighting against imitations for years. Now the makers of Parmigiano, as the original Parmesan cheese is officially called, are slapping microchips on their 90-pound cheese wheels as a part of an endless cat-and-mouse game between makers of authentic and fake products. Oh yes, forgot to mention. Don't worry about swallowing that microchip. Why? The microchips are edible. The new silicone chips made by Chicago-based P-Chip use blockchain technology to authenticate data that they can trace the cheese as far back as the producer of the milk used. That's pretty damn impressive. The chips have been in advanced testing on more than 100,000 wheels of cheese for more than a year. The consortium of producers want to be sure the chips can stand up to any company's production requirements. These microchips are about the size of a grain of sand, and workers on the production line can embed the microchip in the rind of the cheese. They contain a unique identification code that is scanned to verify the authenticity of the cheese. The P-chip isn't just for cheese, by the way. Drug maker Merck will soon be using the chips, which are also being used in the auto industry, to guarantee the authenticity of car parts. The forecast is that the P-chip could also be used on livestock, crops, or medicine stored in liquid nitrogen. Now, the chips are made from a food-safe material and are designed to withstand the aging process of any products in the food market. They have been religiously tested and are very effective in preventing counterfeiting. The durability of the P-chips can withstand extreme heat or cold, and they can be bred through ice and can withstand years of storage in liquid nitrogen. They've proven to outperform RFID chips. Now, why does this matter? In a word, money. Other European food producers are also going to even greater lengths to protect their hollow brand names against knockoffs. Guaranteeing food authenticity is a big business in the European Union, with more than 3,500 EU products and growing. Now, the market was worth about $80 billion annually, equivalent to $87 billion, according to an EU study published in 2020. According to food industry analysts, the market has grown considerably in recent years due to adding new products to the list. Looking back at 2022, the latest report published by the European Commission showed that EU food trade totaled $401 billion during the year. Whew, that is a lot of money. Now, food fraud poses several problems. Now, here's a few of them. Economic impact. Counterfeiting erodes the reputation of the genuine product and results in significant economic losses for producers. Quality control. Counterfeit products may not meet the rigorous quality standards of genuine food producers, potentially jeopardizing consumer health. Another one, consumer trust. There is a big one. When consumers unknowingly purchase counterfeit products, their trust in the authenticity of the food producer's products can diminish. Now let's talk about the edible chips as a solution. Now, as I said, to tackle these challenges, Parmigiano producers have turned to advanced technology in the form of edible microchips. Now, these microchips are embedded in the cheese wheels during the production process and offer a multiple faceted solution to counterfeiting. And this is pretty slick. Now here's a few of them. Traceability. Each microchip is equipped with a unique identifier that can be tracked throughout the supply chain. This allows producers to monitor the movement of cheese wheels and verify their authenticity at every stage. Authenticity verification. Consumers, retailers, and authorities can use delicate devices or even smartphone apps to scan the microchips, verify the cheese's origin and authenticity. Data collection. The microchips can collect data on various parameters such as temperature and humidity during transportation and storage. This data can help ensure the cheese remains in optimal condition. Another one is tamper detection. Now, if someone attempts to tamper with or remove the microchip, the system can trigger alerts, further deterring counterfeiters. While it's great that food producers are taking high-tech steps to protect the reputation of their products, unfortunately, that cost gets passed down to the consumer. Even the protective products commanding premium prices, in some cases, double those of similar but unprotected products. The market in Europe and farther afield is vastly overrun with fakes. Estimates put the market for knockoff products at about the same size as that for the originals. Another way the European market is dealing with fake product producers is by obtaining the most coveted EU designation. That designation label is called a protected designation of origin, which guarantees products' authenticity. Now, this label was established in 1992, and its main purpose is to designate products that have been processed, produced, and developed in a very specific geographical area, using the recognized know-how of local producers and ingredients from the region concerned. Other obscured products have also made the list of products and wines with names that can only be used by traditional local producers. This includes a type of garlic produced on one of Portugal's Azores Islands in the Atlantic Ocean, a raw milk cheese made in Polveria, Germany, and get this, a prune from southern Poland. Italy has the most protected products, followed by France and Spain. New methods to guarantee the origin of products are being used across the European Union. Some wineries are putting serial numbers, invisible ink, and holograms on their bottles. So-called DNA fingerprinting of milk bacteria, which is pioneered in Switzerland, which isn't even in the EU, is now being tested inside the block to identify cheese. So what can we learn from the story? What's the takeaway? This use of edible microchips in Parmigiano cheeses and their production represents a significant step towards fighting against counterfeiting. Other countries in Europe and the rest of the world, for that matter, are left in a position that in order to keep their reputation intact, they must turn to innovative approaches such as enhanced traceability, authenticity verification, and data collection while deterring potential counterfeiters. It protects the economic interests of producers and ensures consumers can continue to enjoy the genuine quality and tradition of world-famous cheese, wine, dairy products, and more. As technology continues to evolve, edible microchips may not be the only method to safeguard the authenticity of other premium products in the global market. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes, calling out key pieces of content mentioned, and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.